You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. A state-of-the-art DNA testing device has a new home at the Idaho Falls Police Department. The creators of the MVAC system, as it's called, says it is up to 200 times more effective at DNA extraction than the traditional swab test that most police departments use. Joining me to talk more about this system and what it means for gathering evidence, as well as solving crimes, are Jared Bradley. He is the CEO of MVAC Systems, and Idaho Falls Police Lieutenant Joel Tisdall. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you. Well, thanks for having us.
So I'd like to start with you, Lieutenant. If you could just walk us quickly through how DNA evidence has traditionally been collected.
Sure. Usually, we had to basically see a sample in order to collect any DNA from it. Imagine a drop of blood on a wall or some object. Once we can identify that there's a possible sample to collect from, we would go through the process and swab and collect that sample. Without being able to see it, we just didn't have a way to do it. So most of the leading technologies used to be revolving around helping us to see a sample. Alternate light sources and different chemicals that would make bodily fluids and DNA samples pop out to the front so we could see them and identify them.
And Jared, I want to bring you into the conversation. Your dad, who has passed, invented this MVAC system. So what makes this machine, you know, unique and more effective than what Lieutenant Tisdall just described?
Well, the MVAC, imagine a medical-grade carpet cleaner. So if you have a stain on whatever kind of surface that it's on, I like to compare it really to if you have a stain on your couch, for example, and you have like a hand broom, or you have the option of a carpet cleaner attachment that you would use for the stairs of the couch, you know, which one would be more effective? And that's you take that to the forensics application, and it's really the same thing. A lot of stains, whether they be blood or saliva or even touch DNA, you know, it seems like a surface might be smooth to us, but to a cell, which is just minuscule, that could be the Grand Canyon. So the ability to get down into the nooks and crannies where that cellular material might be hiding, That's why the MVAC can be so much more effective, especially on porous and rough surfaces.
And Lieutenant Tisdall, why did the Idaho Falls Department decide to purchase this? It's not cheap. I believe it has about a $35,000 price tag. But your department, if I'm correct, is also the first in the state of Idaho to invest in this.
We are. As far as we understand, we are on the front of this technology. We became aware of it through some different cold cases that we're working. Mm-hmm. Some of our detectives reached out to find any technologies they could that might be able to help break those cases. MVAC was one of the main technologies we found that and used to identify some different samples and get some DNA results from. And in using it, we found out that it was something available to us, albeit at a pretty substantial cost for an agency. We got with our city leadership and were able to coordinate with some other people involved in cold cases, some advocates for victims and their families. And through a joint effort, we were able to get the funding. It was really a wonderful thing to be able to make it happen.
And one of those cold cases is the Angie Dodge case. This was in 1996. In fact, I was a reporter in Idaho Falls, and I remember covering this at the time. But for people that don't know, she was 18 years old. She was in her apartment, and she was raped and murdered basically in the middle of the night in her sleep. And this case was really in the infancy of when DNA was available, and someone was convicted. And then if my research is right, didn't Angie's mom ask for this machine to be used on some DNA samples, but you had to go down to Utah and get this? And that's when nothing matched up with the person that had been convicted. So is this one of the cases, Lieutenant, that you are hoping to try to use some of that DNA evidence that's been, you know, this is a 22-year-old case?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it absolutely is. It's one of the first cases we're using the MVAC to re-examine different pieces of evidence. I want to just make one thing really clear. On the one conviction that did come from that case, the conviction itself wasn't necessarily tied to DNA. It was just the the sentencing was changed. It wasn't overturned. But we are definitely using the MVAC to be able to find any other leads. We have a lot of reason to believe that there are more people out there that we need to bring towards justice. And we hope that the MVAC will be able to help us do that, definitely.
I'm speaking with Jared Bradley, CEO of MVAC Systems, and Lieutenant Joel Tisdell with the Idaho Falls Police Department, talking about this really unique DNA machine called the MVAC. And Jared, have you had other people reach out to you when it comes to these cold cases? Because there are cold cases in the United States where we didn't even have ways to collect DNA, you know, 30, 40 years ago compared to what we can do now. I mean, cases are being solved in ways that there wasn't even technology to be able to do that.
Oh, that's certainly true. Back, in the late 90s, when DNA first started coming onto the scene, compare that to where we are now with all sorts of different technologies, including the MVAC. It's just night and day. Yeah, we've had a number of people. You know, it's rare that a family member will reach out to us.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's going to be a cold case foundation or an actual law enforcement agency, like Lieutenant Tisdell there at IFPD, where they will hear about the MVAC, or whether it be at a conference or from a colleague, research online, and they'll reach out to us. Usually they have specific cases or at least evidence in mind when they do. They say, hey, you know, this is our scenario. What do you think? You know, would the MVAC be effective in that? And many times we're able to help them and at least direct them to where they might be able to go. And if the MVAC's appropriate, then absolutely. Been able to help solve a lot of cases. And it's really phenomenal for us to see and especially get feedback from folks like Lieutenant Tisdell to say, yeah, you know what, we got a profile, we couldn't get it before, and it's helping move the case forward. So that's really what makes us so excited about working in this industry.
And Jared, I was going to ask you, do you have confirmed cases of cold case, any cold cases being solved with the use of this machine at this point?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's a case just... 6 months ago, I think, where it was actually highlighted in Forensics Magazine. It was a 1977 cold case in Salt Lake City. A young girl was beaten and murdered in her apartment. And ultimately, it was the apartment manager that killed her. But he had gagged her with one of her own halter tops.
Mm.
And where he had tied the knot behind her head, they used the MVAC to collect his touch DNA from his hand on that halter top, and that's how they caught him.
So that is how precise it is. I mean, you are talking about someone tying something. So all they have is their hands touch that fabric.
Oh, of course, yeah. You know, there's some friction involved with tying a knot.
Mm-hmm.
And so it might leave more DNA than you would, for example, if you just placed your hand down onto a countertop or a desktop. But all of us leave, the number is around 400,000 cells a day we're sloughing off. And so we're leaving our DNA lots of different places. And you only need about 30 of those cells to actually create a good profile. Mm-hmm. So being able to collect DNA off of a certain surface it ranges anywhere from extremely easy to extremely difficult. So it all depends on the surface. It depends on the scenario. But, yeah, people are leaving their DNA, and the criminals especially. If there's evidence at a crime scene, it can be collected, and the MVAC or other tools used on those to collect their DNA, investigators are going to catch them.
And Lieutenant Tisdell, do you believe that this could solve some of the cold cases, you know, within the Idaho Falls Police Department?
Well, certainly it's a tool that will help us to be able to do that. You know, we still are playing the same game. If somebody wanted to call this a game changer, the game isn't different. We still have the same burden of proof, the same rules of evidence. But what it does is help us gather evidence that we never would have dreamed being able to do before, down to the idea of being able, like you were just discussing, something like a suspect leaves behind a piece of clothing. We can identify the DNA profile of people who touched or wore that clothing, and that we never dreamed of being able to do that before, down to individual skin cells and things like that. It's an amazing piece of equipment that'll be able to bring information to us and then to trial to be able to show a jury or a judge and work towards finding the truth. And if someone's a suspect or is guilty, be able to find that conviction based on this evidence. It's a wonderful piece of equipment. It's kind of like if you wanted to play tennis with a brand new racket made yesterday that's top of the line compared to one from the 1900s. The rules are the same, but by golly, it's a lot different with this piece of equipment.
I want to thank both of you for talking with me today about this. My guest today, Jared Bradley, CEO of MVAC Systems, and Idaho Falls Police Lieutenant Joel Tisdell. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you for having us. It's been a pleasure.